Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I'm requesting an extension of our broker services and insurance agreement. In 2014, Sussex County issued a request for proposal for its insurance coverage for multiple lines of coverage, such as general liability, real and property property, auto and airport liability. The RFP was for the period of July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2017, with 2 1-year extensions. At this time, I would like to request to utilize one of the 1-year extensions. Mr. Scott Agar, the county's insurance consultant with Insurance Buyers Council, or known as IBC, has reviewed our current costs and felt that it's in the best interest of the county to stay with Pratt Insurance. If you remember, Pratt Insurance was the only complete bid we received. Three other proposals were received from vendors for specific lines of coverage, but scored lower than Pratt. The cost for the insurance coverage for fiscal year 17 was $980,285. This was an increase of 0.5% over fiscal 16 expense. Our premiums have seen almost no increase over the past 3 years, and we are expecting this trend to continue. We are suggesting to renew our agreement for the following reasons. We have been satisfied with the level of service received from Pratt. Through analysis performed by IBC, the insurance market is showing little movement in the way of changes in premiums, with the last increase only being $5,000. Even prior to 2014 RFP, Pratt Insurance has won previous RFPs. In summary, the recommendation is to obtain all lines of coverage from Pratt Insurance for one additional year that would end June 30th, 2018. I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the continuation of all lines of coverage from Pratt Insurance for the period of July 1st, 2017 through June 30th, 2018, as recommended by Insurance Buyers Council and the Finance Department.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
I have one question.
Mr. Burton.
Ms. Jennings, is there, on the extension, does that lock into the old rate? I mean, is it so?
It doesn't lock into the old rate. We have the same coverage, but we'll see. Usually with the market, we'll see a 5%, less than a 5%, a 0.5% increase. It's not going to be much.
So we're just extending the time. We don't know the number yet.
We do not know the number. We'll go back, and what will happen is we'll go back to Pratt Insurance, who is our broker. They'll go to the service providers, make sure that they're still providing the same coverage, and they'll do the work on our behalf and make sure that the rates haven't increased. Why I'm bringing this to you now is to give us the opportunity to do that so that we can go out to RFP if we have to. So here we are only in March, and it doesn't expire till July. So
if it comes back as a
huge increase, it gives us time. Exactly. It gives us time.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I see Mr. Lawson has stepped out. I hope, Mr. Moore, can you make sure somebody is notifying the, who is it, Conservation District? We're probably going to be late for lunch.
Mr. Hicken. Good morning. As you know, the county's constructing a new set of T-hangers to replace the building that was damaged in a storm last year. When you gave the approval in November, there were some questions remaining with that as far as the lease and rates and that kind of thing. So that's why I'm here today. The first question, and I'm going to do this in two parts. One is the lease document, and then we'll get into the actual rent. The lease document, proposing to use the existing lease document with some minor changes. The biggest one is we're taking out the requirement for the tenant to make non-structural repairs. There's already a provision if he damages something to fix it, but if something just falls apart, we didn't think that was fair to ask him to fix it. And then just another minor change, they had the word policies to the list of things that he has to follow, rules, regulations, policies, et cetera. We're also proposing to keep this lease on a month-to-month basis, like all our other T-hanger leases. You asked me to look at our competitors, and that was included in your packet. All of the publicly owned airports do a month-to-month, the two privately owned do a 1 year to start. excuse me. We've never had a problem with our month-to-month system. In fact, some of our tenants had asked that we go to a month-to-month about 10 years ago when we did our leases. It makes it easier for them to get out of when they sell their airplane or whatever. And it makes it easier for us to manage the leases. Most of our tenants have been there 5, 6, 10 years. So keeping somebody there more than a year is not an issue. I don't know if you have any questions about that, but the first part of this would be a motion to accept the lease document and on the month-to-month term.
You have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president, vice president, and or the county administrator to execute monthly use and occupancy agreements for T-Hanger units at Delaware Coastal Airport using the form presented, effective immediately.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The second issue is the amount of rent. Part of what was in your packet was what our competitors are charging and what we're charging for a similar unit, basically down by the state police hangar. Just looking at that, we thought that $390 a month as a base rate was appropriate based on market conditions. But I know you also want to get a return on your investment. So based on Mrs. Jennings' guidance of, you know, what would we get up with a 20-year bond right now of 3.5%, what would the rent be? And actually it comes right out to $390. So we looked at it several different ways. And we keep coming back to that $390 number. I won't go through all those because I know we're running out of time. But
no, you did. Do what you got to do.
Okay. like I said, the $390 based on a return of 3.5% was the number. There's 8 units that are what we call standard sized, just because of the way that the building is laid out, the T's. You get to the end of the building, and you got a half a unit left over. In our case, we're going to take that half a unit out of one side, leave it on the other, so we have one unit that actually has 50% more size than the rest of the units. We're proposing for that unit $440 a month, which would make it our highest priced T-Hanger unit on the airport. So 8 at $390 and 1 at $440. The other thing we looked at was we pay the electric bill. You know, so we added that into the equation, and if we assume at some point we're going to increase the rent for CPI or whatever reasons every 5 years, if we just do it at 3% every 5 years, we get that money back. So again, we come back to that $390 number.
I see. Looking at what you gave us, our competition. The only one that kind of jumps out, I guess, is Salisbury is very cheap then.
And you get what you pay for.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not much here. They're pretty old.
The building's falling apart. It's basically just a cover for the airplane.
Okay. Any questions, Council?
No, but the 390 is based on a 20-year return?
Yes.
Who does 20-year returns on an investment? I mean, I don't know. Okay.
What's it cost to build that building to start with, the T-Hanger?
It's going to be under $600,000. Right now we're about $590 or so, but we use $600,000 for all of the calculations.
$600,000?
Mm-hmm.
And how much are we going to get? I'm trying to think how much maybe we're going to get. We're going to get back $9,000, $9,600 after 20 years. So we spend how many $1,000 on each?
It would be a 3.5% rate of return. It should be what we would typically get with a bond right now.
That's if the thing don't blow over.
I hope it doesn't.
And that covers our insurance, doesn't it? Do we pay light bill? You say we do or we don't?
We do. And with that included, and assuming that we're going to raise by at least the CPI over the next 20 years, that money comes back.
Cole, you have a question?
Well, no, I I always hear when we look at employment and many things, we always look what everybody else does. And I think there's very few people out there doing it, right? So it's supply and demand. And to have a facility like we have with what we offer, you can charge usually a little more. But I still think a $600,000 investment, and we're looking at a 20-year return, it just business-wise doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But and then we're paying a lot of these utilities, and I know and the increases aren't. I mean, it's not $390 a year for 20 years. It creeps up a little bit. But I don't know if it's a good investment for the taxpayers to be doing that. I know it. I don't know how many jobs we're providing when we put a T-hanger out there, and I don't know the economic benefits of a T-hanger to the taxpayers of this county. So I don't know if we're just putting a lot of money into something and looking at a 20-year bond or something or whatever that's our standard to look for the return. I just know business people don't look for a 20-year return, because 20 years of place ain't gonna be worth a whole lot.
It fell down to that time.
But anyway, I'm just thoughts out there. I don't know.
We did look at a 15-year return, and you know the rent we would have to charge puts us out of the market.
You think they'd walk away? No, that's where you're at.
Absolutely.
I don't. Where would they go?
Did you get a tie down someplace for
versus
for much cheaper?
What was it? Okay, tell me what would if you can remember, 15-year payout versus the 20-year. What was the difference? Do you have it?
It was something like the rent would be in the 500s.
So somebody who's
500s.
So $100, you think $100 to the people who can afford an airplane and afford to rent a hangar would make them go somewhere else? I don't see it, but again, usually guy with the airplane's not that strapped, but just one man's opinion.
Well, you're talking about small airplanes that you know, maybe $30,000-$40,000.
Less than a car.
I'm thinking some of your cars are more expensive there, Mr. Cole.
But you know, who buys
a ride for that? Mr. President, may I ask a quick question? Bottom line is are we as a county, the taxpayers of this county, are they losing money?
I would say no.
Okay. Is this a good 20-year return? Is that something that you are comfortable with?
Right. The life of the hangar is more than 20 years, so we will get it back over the life of the hangar. We're not paying, it will all come back plus a 3.5% return, which is more than we're getting money in the bank.
So in the end, the taxpayers are not subsidizing our airplanes and our pilots at this airport?
No.
Thank you for the answer.
Burton?
What's the advantage other than the 3% return? I mean, are we getting fuel and?
Yes.
I mean, there's got to be something else.
You know, hopefully those people are flying their airplanes, buying fuel, which we get, depending on how you look at it, a certain percentage of that fuel cost. Also gives us more activity at the airport, which is important as far as numbers of operations. A couple of the people in those T-hangers are business people.
I mean, are they paying to take off and land? And I mean,
they don't pay to take off and land, but yes, I mean, there are other advantages to having people in the T-hangers here.
Do we ever measure that? What it is, in addition to the bond that we're getting?
It's hard to measure. We've never done it before. I'm not sure how we would quantify that.
If we have to pay for the employees to be around to watch these guys while they're coming in, they use the T hanger, we'd certainly fall a hole, wouldn't we?
No, we don't do that. We give them a key to the hangar and well, they take care of it.
Well, naturally, we got to do that, whether we want to harm or not. How about you? You're going to get paid your salary. That's telling you, add your salary to it, see how it comes out.
Oh, wait, we're not paying him much.
are we paying to heat the hangars too? Do we heat the hangars?
No, these are not heated. No.
Could they heat it? Could a individual heat his hangar? Could he put an air conditioner in his hangar? Can he work in there?
Well, the air conditioner would be hard, but a lot of a lot of the pilots now do hook their airplanes up to a block heater in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. But we've looked at what it costs to do that at the other facility, which is basically the same thing.
But every
so
lease,
we know, what the costs are when they're doing that.
I just know that every lease I've ever been associated with, I had to pay utilities. Mm-hmm. And I find it crazy that we're paying utilities on, like, whether it's just basic electric and then can they sublet? Hopefully not. Good.
But may I answer the two questions? The reason we pay the electric is because there's one meter. We would have to incur a considerable more expense and tear up a lot more tarmac and tie-down area to put a meter at each one of the T-hangers.
Well, I can't believe we're building them without meters.
Because we are, DP&L is a metered utility, so we could assess them $10 a month for electric, but you know, like, in order for us to pass the bill on cleanly, we would have to have a service entrance for each one of the T-hangers, which would mean each T-hanger has a panel. So that you know, the electrical price was already in the $45,000 range. That would have driven it up considerably. The second one I really want to sort of put your mind to ease. The building life expectancy is in the order of 40 to 50 years. You remember, the old one is that old. The only reason we are before you, because it got blown down in a storm where we lost half the roof. The new one is designed for a full exposure, which means open space exposure, airfield exposure at 120 mile an hour wind load. This building is not going anywhere. So after 20 years, whoever sits in Ms. Jennings' chair, we'll gladly report back to you that you have a nice cash flow to the county taxpayers with a fully paid building. In the meantime, we guarantee you, we have a waiting list. There's a number of constituents who'd like to move in at this price. And we're having a 3.5% return. 3.5. We kicked it back and forth. I don't know where it landed. But it is not a bad. I am a taxpayer of Sussex County. It is. I feel very comfortable paying my taxes.
But with a waiting list and with, like I said, the proximity and location, we can afford, I think, a little more in there instead of a 3% return. I think there's more on the table, and they wouldn't walk away, and it wouldn't be a burden on anybody, and it would be in the best interest of the taxpayer. So that's just my point of view.
Sorry. Mr. Cole makes a great point.
I don't know.
No, can
more than.
Is that what you got on your investment, 10%?
Well, no, but more than 3.5.
Oh, okay.
On rental of real estate property, yes. Now, I'm not talking, you talk about other investments, but when it comes to real estate, yes, you're looking at usually at 10%.
The other consideration is, you know, as part of your grant obligations that you accept with the money, is to charge reasonable rates.
$390, $400, $450, $500 is still reasonable. I'm not saying be unreasonable, but I'm just saying
based on what our competitors are doing and what we're already doing here, I would think closer to $390.
If I may, one last comment. We are not a business. This is not the private sector, and I agree that we have to be
a Trump man like yourself.
Let me finish my thought.
I am shocked.
Let me finish my thought. My point, though, is that this has to be a good deal for all parties. We will not obviously lose money as a county, that would be unacceptable. I think everybody here would be agreeable to that. That's not what this discussion is about. This discussion does it make sense? Is it a long-term benefit? Is it a long-term asset for the community and for the residents of this county and those who participate in this airport? We're not closing the airport. We got to make it work. So in the end, it does make sense. It's a good deal, and we should be moving on.
It's a good deal. You wouldn't take it, but it's a good deal.
Anything else from council?
Can I also add, this is an initial rate. You always have the opportunity to come back and raise the rates at any time, and that's one of the beauties of the month-to-month lease is you give somebody 30 days notice with that document.
If you'd like
to stay, here's the new rate, and it's very easy.
And to Councilman Cole's credit for the electric, after we have 1 year under our belt, we could take our electric bill for that whole year, divided by the number of T-hangers, and now you have a reason to say, hey, we're going to allocate X dollars per month to your lease to cover the electric. That's a very basic discussion, and I don't think anybody can argue with
it. Are all leases in the future month to month?
Yes.
As we go forward?
All the T-hangers.
Okay.
Not the current ones, right? The T-hangers, right?
Yeah, right. All the
Mr. T-hangers. Wilson?
May I ask you a question? How much do you say that building cost?
$600,000.
I didn't write it down.
$600,000.
I thought you said that, right? $600,000. Mm-hmm. That's not peanuts, is it?
No, not really.
Pretty good. That's a pretty good price in a building. $600,000 for a little one little T hanger.
There's nine units.
Or is that all of them?
There's nine units.
For nine
okay,
units.
Okay, I thought we were going to build one. We're going to build one, replace one, right?
Right.
So how much is that going to cost? We're going to one. We're going to replace
$600,000.
$600,000. $600,000. Yeah.
I thought you said nine. Excuse me.
No, 600. There are nine units in this hangar. The old hangar had seven, I think.
Six.
So we're adding three more units to it.
390.
Any more questions, Council?
And then the end unit would be 440.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes.
How about reading it for us?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council establishes the initial rental rates for the T-hangers at 21775 Aviation Avenue to be $390 per month for the eight standard size units and $440 per month for the end oversized unit.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second,
Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Based on staff's recommendations, I'll vote yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars, your weekly visit.
Each time you argue with them, though, the rates get higher each time we argue with you guys.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm before you for the third time talking landfills. Remember the first time we talked, we sort of had to clear the path real quick to get the annual sampling done. The second time, we set up the five-year plans for the maintenance and the fencing. The last item we have to touch is the consultants. And as you can see in the memo, we as a county have not touched that in 27 years. And the last time it was touched by the administrator in an internal memo. The actual agreement with Weston Solutions dates back prior to 1990. It dates into the late 70s, early 80s. So I gave you all the history of the landfills, why we were in the landfill business, why we're out of the landfill business, and all of our requirements. There is significant hydrogeologic work to be done every year, analyzing the samples as they come back, looking at the groundwater movement, and either enlarging, maintaining, or reducing the groundwater monitoring zones, as well as the sampling requirements discussions with DNRC. Weston Solutions has an excellent reputation. If we were to go for an RFP today, they would be one of our prime responders based on experience, because this is site-specific experience and based on their expertise overall. But I found it is high time that we as in council, have this discussion. You make a decision based on the merits, and you appoint the Weston Solutions for a five-year period, at which we then automatically have to come back and revisit it based on performance and how their company develops over the next 5 years, just like with the maintenance and just like with the fencing issues.
You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion for you. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council approve the reaffirmation of Weston Solutions Incorporated of Westchester, Pennsylvania as the professional service consultant for all Sussex County landfills for a five-year period and to authorize the FY 2018 scope of services.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion,
Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
So I got one.
Mr. Burton.
So we're not going out to bid is what you're saying.
And we would not go out to bid. We would follow state law, Delaware Title 29, and we would issue a request for a proposal which would be evaluated based on the two main criteria, expertise and reputation of the firm. And on both of them, I am very familiar with Weston. They would rank, if not undoubtedly number one, they would be either number one or number two. So I think it is a sound recommendation to continue with Weston. They have a very good scope and they have a very reasonable price. You will still approve the actual budget, but I want to make sure you see the proposed budget. So this is just moving the budget forward for the landfills for your final approval in the budget ordinance.
Any more questions, Council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I'm going to say yes. I did hear it.
Although yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Last not least, we have the pump station 210. You may recall the pump station on Route 1 at the southern entrance to Lewis. And it has been a big project for us, a $5 million upgrade to the pump station. That allows us to move the water between the Wolf Neck facility and Inland Base facility. And that facility is ready for final completion and acceptance by council. They have completed all the punch list items, and we have a closeout change order. So we have a dual action step for council to take, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Please make your motion, sir.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the final balancing change order for contract 15-07 pump station number 210 improvements be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $45,451.87 for a new total of $4,949,936.87. And that substantial completion be granted effective December 22nd, 2016, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
I make a motion. We accept the recommendation.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will have the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Jennings, grant requests.